Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, as we continue here in the perek of Kala Menachos Bo's Matzah, and all the Yesodos, rules and regulations of Karban Mincha. So we had started a couple of days ago, last week, about Chametz and Matzah, and what are the rules and regulations of general Karban as Mincha. We spoke about what is allowed to be used, and now we get into other details. We'll start with Tanur Rabbanan, the Tosefta in Maseches Makos, a couple of lines up, 10 lines up or so on Nun Zayin Amabes. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara, Minayin l'ma'ale mibsar chatos u'mibsar asham. How do I know that if I am ma'ale, if I burn in the Beis HaMikdash, something that is not supposed to be burnt, something that's supposed to be eaten and consumed. Bibsar chatas, bibsar ashim, those are kachim kachim, those are supposed to be consumed by the kohanim. Bibsar kache kachim, umi kachim kalim, umi mosar haomer, also the karbana omer. Right, the mosar is eaten, umi mosar shtei halechem, umi lechem hapanim, which is all eaten. L'chora, every Shabbos. Umi shiari minachos, shubalosa, say, all of these, if I am ma'ale them, so then I violate nisa daraisa of burning something that's not supposed to be burned. Tabalomar, where is that? What's the source of that? That's based on the pasuk that we've spoken about. Kichol se'or v'chol devash, lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Any se'or, any leavening agent, or any honey, shenapka, is not allowed to be burned, ishe lashem. So we darshin from the words lo satiru mimenu, which the pashas just means, you can't use any se'or, you can't use any dvash. But we darshin, kol shehu mimenu, le'ishim, harihu babal taktiru. Anything that from it went to be burned, the rest of it is included in the Yisra Baal Taktiru. Kol Shehu Mimenu, anything from it that has already been burned, Rashi, Kol She'ala Kfar Mimenu Lamizbeach, that's what Kol Shehu Mimenu Liyishim, so then the leftovers, the Shiraya that are not supposed to be going on the Mizbeach, that's Aser, De'oraisa, with Malkus. Well, we'll take that back. We'll see if there's Malkus. It's at least Aser, Harihu Baal Taktiru. It is in the Isser of Baal Taktiru. So some of these items, though, are clear. What's burned? And some of these aren't as mefurish, right? The basar, the chatas, and the basar of the asham. We know that this chelev of the chatas, this chelev of the asham that's burned on the mizbeach. But as we go down the list, it gets a little trickier. Moser Omer, fine, there's a kometz, right, of the Karbana Omer. Shtei Halechem, what from the Shtei Halechem is burned on the Mizbeach? Right, the Shtei Halechem, Shtei Halechem. So, and what about the Lechem upon him? So Rashi adds in that those have, as we know, what goes with the Shtei Halechem. We had a few dafrim from this a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, and that's the Kifsi Atzeres. The Kifsi Atzeres go along with the Shtei Halechem, even though there are many karbanas, as we mentioned in that Gemara, that many karbanas, it mentioned the Parshas Emor, but the Shtei Halechem and the Kifsi Atzeres have a special connection, because they're waved together, and therefore, and what is the Kaddish the other? We spoke then about what creates the inherent connection. Is it the Shchika? Right, or is it the shchita? Is it the tnufa? I spoke about that then. But the lechem apanim has something that's related to it that goes on the mizbeach, and that's the kifsi atzeres. And the same with the lechem apanim. The lechem apanim has the bazichi lavona, the little cups of spoons of lavona that are on the shulchan, and only once those are huktar on the mizbeach and the kohanim partake and eat of the lechem upon him. So that also, that's considered mimenu la'ishim. Right? And that's why all the leftovers are bibal taktiru. But otherwise, obviously, there's a mitzvah to partake. Get Maseches Yuma, please. Thanks. So says the Gemara, is that really true? And the Gemara is going to pick up on these last ones that we just mentioned, that those are the chiddush. Shtei alechem alechem apanim yesh ben leishim. Right, these shtei alechem alechem apanim, they go laishim. Right, are they in that category as we just explained? But Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa in a couple of days from now? Yatsu shtei alechem alechem apanim she'ein meyam leishim. In a different context, the Gemara explains there in the context of Rashi quotes Hagasha of bringing Menachos close to the mizbeach that the lechem apanim, the shtei alechem, do not have to be brought. Right, we don't bring the lechem upon him close to the mizbeach. They don't have to be brought because ein mehem liishim. Right. So one second, we just said that it's included in Baal Taktiru because kol shemimenu liishim, but this brisa says she'ein mehem le'ishim. So isn't that mamish astira? Amar Rav Sheish says no, ein migufo la'ishim. There is something related to it that goes on the mizbeach, but not physically from it, right? But it's enough halakhically from it to be included in kolshu mimenu le'ishim, but it's not migufo le'ishim, and therefore there's two different requirements in the two different contexts that we are talking about. Migufo, that's over there, but it is mimenu. It's from the larger category of these items. The lechem apanim, as we know, otherwise we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right, to eat. We know the Rambam counts, as we've seen in Maisa Karbanis and Paragud, the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating karbanis, two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of eating kachim, and on a lower level kachim kalim, and then the separate mitzvah of eating the karban mincha, a separate mitzvah. Remember, just the Gemara in Yuma discusses what happens if each Kohen is not going to get a kezias of the lechem apanim, which probably, I mean, the Mishmaros and the Bati Avos were very large, right? Hundreds, thousands of Kohanim in each group. So they were only there for, right, 2 weeks out of the year, so they all had to fight over the lechem apanim, right? How much of the lechem apanim did they get? That's the Gemara in Yuma in the beginning of the fourth parak, in the beginning of Torah Bakalfi, on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Well, the Gemara discusses Shimon HaTzadik. What happened in the times of Shimon HaTzadik? The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Arba'im Shana Shashime Shimon HaTzadik, Hayagorol Ola B'yamin. Right? For all the years that Shimon HaTzadik was the head, the Goral for the Azaza went up B'yamin, became Ela, became Ola B'yamin, became Ola B'smol. The Gemara talks about other differences between the days of Shimon HaTzadik and the days afterwards, and one of them was there was a special bracha during his day of regarding these special carbonous mincha. The kol koet shemagio kizayis yesh ochlo visaveya v'yesh ochlo umosir. Some would eat a little bit. You'd eat a kizayis and you'd be satiated. Some eat mosir, you'll even leave it over, meaning it was such. You know, the bracha isn't just if the food tastes good, but if it satiates you, and our body feels nourished afterwards. So when the times of Shimon HaTzadik, it was amazing. Mikan ve'elech, but afterwards, nishtalcha me'era, me'omer, ba'omer, b'shtei alechem, there was a curse, me'era, like Rashi quotes in Bereishis, yihim ma'oros berki ha'shamayim, ma'oros is spelled without a vav, chaser, me'era. Right, so blam upon him, but kol koin magia kapul, and the koinim just got the size of a little bean. In a very small amount, Rashi quotes, She'eno kezayis. Right? What's the kezayis? Me'acher shero she'eno mazbiya. And the Gemara continues, Hatsnuin moshkinis yidehem, vargaranim notlin va'ochlin. Right? The tsnuim pulled their hands back. What does that mean? They weren't interested in eating, right? Because there wasn't a bracha in the lechem upon him. And they only got a little bit, and it wasn't satiating, so therefore they pulled their hands back. Rashi quotes, "She'enu masbiya to emotionless yideyim." Right? They wouldn't take it. Right? So that the mefarshim here ask. Right? The Rishonim already start. Right? The Tosfos Yeshanim right here discusses. Av Omar Rebbe Dedavka Magia Kapul. The only reason that they pulled back their hands was because they only got the size of a pull of a bean. Aval Bikhizayis Lohay Moshkin Yideyim. If they would have gotten a kizayis, they wouldn't have pulled back their hands. Kidimu l'kayim mitzvah sachila. Because that would have been a mitzvah sachila. Avokan lohaya mitzvah sachila legamre. It's that Lashon. Right? But now, because they didn't get a kizayis, it wasn't a complete mitzvah sachila. Kiva che'echa melekapul v'lohayu sveyin. So, what is he saying? Is he saying that there's no mitzvah? Lo haya mitzvah achila legamre. How do you read that line? There's totally no mitzvah achila? Like, what is the legamre going on? Or, there's not a complete mitzvah achila. Not 100% clear what the Tosfos Yeshanim means. Meaning, what is he going to the root of? This is the sugya of Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvos. Or at least certain mitzvos. We know the Gemara says Beferish later on in Yuma that there's a chazim of Chatzi Shir by Averis. We paskin, or like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet, later on in Maseches Yuma. What about Chatzi Shir by Mitzvah? So Misvar, we probably would have said it's nothing. Probably would have said, what do you mean? The Torah says you have to eat a kezayis of this matzah. By an Isser, you could say, okay, a little poison is also bad. And you could say that when the Torah says, nevela is usur, what, less than a kezayis nevela is mutar legamrei, and then what does a kezayis is usur? It's more bestaver, let's say, like what Rabbi Yochanan says, and that is, no, this item is usur. There's a halacha in Hilchas Onshim that you only get the onesh once it's a kezayis. But less than a kezayis, the Torah, Hashem still doesn't want you to have it. But when it comes to mitzvos and there's a demand, what, a half a kezayis of matzah fulfills something? Maybe, but you don't have to. It's not as natural of an idea to say that by mitzvos as it is by aver. So one of the sugyas that's discussed is right here. This Tosfos Yeshanim, right? He says that they didn't get a kezayis, and therefore it's not a mitzvah achila legamre. You might say that this sugya does not have relevance to general chatzis shir by mitzvahs or by other mitzvahs. And that's the discussion here of the Maariv Chayis. The Maariv Chayis, whose yard site is this week. I forgot exactly which day. But the Maariv Chayis yard site is this week. I think it's tomorrow. The Maariv Chayis writes, quoting from the Chasam Sofer, he says, the Hago Marino Armosha Sofer Zal, Shoya Av Bezdin de Pressburg, Docha Dvarai. Right, he says he was Docha. He quotes the Shvas Yaakov and others' sources earlier about this issue, because he says, you see from here, there's not a mitzvah at all. That's what the Maariv Chayis says. There's no mitzvah, and therefore they you don't say there's no such thing as a chatzis shir by mitzvahs. So he quotes that the Chasam Sofer said, to be'emes efshar lomar, b'cholach yilas mitzvah, in ein kezayis min matzah omara chayav lechol, al kol panim kol mashemotzi, afilus machapachas b'kashir. It could be that generally there is a concept of chatzis shir by mitzvahs, right? And there is a concept of eating half of the lechem upon him. Half of matzah, half of other things. V'shayni lechem upon him though is different. De'eino mitzvah hamutal al haprat, raka mitzvah al kol koane beis av sheyisachel lechem upon him. The mitzvah is on the koanim to make sure it is eaten, not for each koan to eat. And that is why v'mnasarachal ide acher gamkin is kaima hamitzvah. It wasn't magical anymore. When the lechem upon him was magical, then every coin tried to get some. Not because per se it was a mitzvah daraisa to get a piece, but because it had a bracha related to it. But once there was no bracha related to it, so the kohanim said, you know what? We'll let the mitzvah be fulfilled by the other kohanim, because the mitzvah anyway is not a chovas gavra, as we would say. It's a chovas karban, right, to make sure it is eaten. And therefore, they let it go. But by other mitzvahs, that's a chovas gavra. So that's different. That's different, right? And that's why the chiluk that the Chasam Sofer would say. The Beis Halevi in one of his first shuvas also in Chiluk Aleph, he also discusses this, that he says maybe by all karbanos, not just by lechem upon him, by all karbanos, it's about to make sure it is eaten and not to eat it except by one. And that's of course Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a chovas gavra. For each Jew to eat a kezayis of the Karban Pesach, different than all other karbanos. But either way, our Gemara talks about the iser of burning the lechem upon him. Right? Kol shem yimenu le'ishim, that there's a mitzvah to eat the lechem upon him. We just spoke about what's the nature of the mitzvah. But either way, to burn it is violating whether it's a mitzvah in the gavra or it's a mitzvah in the chefsa. Either way, it's violating, and therefore, one would not be allowed to do that. Okay, we continue. And we said, ultimately, the maskana, it is mimenu le'ishem, even though it's not migufo le'ishem. Itmar machlokes amorab. Hamale mikulam agami akevesh. What happens if one is ma'ale from all of these items, that there's an isser to put on the mizbeach? What if you put it on the ramp? Right, we had a whole perek in Mesech Zvachim, mizbeach makadish esaroi lo. Right, the Mizbeach is Makadesh. The Gemara there said, Kishem Shemizbeach Makadesh, Kacha Kevesh Makadesh. Right, that's what the Mishnah said there. So, does that apply to all halachas? So this Isser Daraisa, being Mala, something that's not supposed to be burned, does that apply to the Kevesh? So, Amala Mikula Bagavia Kevesh, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Lazar Omer Pater, Machlokes Amoram, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv, that the Kevesh is also included, Titanya HaMizbeach, Ainli Ela Mizbeach. Kevesh binayin tamalomar ve'elam mizbeach lo ya'alu liratzon. To the mizbeach lo ya'alu liratzon. And that's right next to lo satiru bimenu isheh. So that's how that pasuk already includes kevesh. Rabbi Lazar Omer Pater, one says, no, you don't learn it from there. My taima de amar kras saor vidvash karban rachis takrivu osam. Right, that's the pasuk. Right, the kutar dvash. You shall be makriv them. Osabu de rabbi lucha kevesh kibizbeach. Avobidiach ridilo. I agree, kevesh is included, kibizbeach, but only by the two items that are mentioned explicitly in those psukim, and that is in sor and dvash. What is the thing about the svara? Right, why would dafka, sa'or, and dvash be the only items that if you're makter on the kevesh, it's significant, but not the other ones? Okay, something to think about. Interesting question, the Tosfos HaRosh, we don't have a Tosfos HaRosh on Menachos, but the Tosfos HaRosh elsewhere, in Erev and on Daf Kuf, discusses this Isser regarding a different context. We have all these items of the leftovers being something that's not supposed to be burned, it's going to be usser if you burn it. So remember that Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf, that's the Machlokas Tanoim, where there's a mix-up in the bloods. There's some, a karba that's supposed to be sprinkled one time in the Mizbeach, got mixed up with bloods that are supposed to be sprinkled four times. Right? The Chatos and the, and Ola. So the question is, well, Ola Shtayim Shein Arba. The Chatos and, you know, a type of Shlamim, or not even a Shlamim, the certain types that, that are listed in the Mishnah in Zeil B'Koman. Whatever it is, Matanos. So what do you do? Machlokes. Do you do the less one, or do you do the more one? Are you worried about Baltosef, or are you worried about Baltigra? We discussed there. So Tosef Zarash there brings up, according to the one that says you're supposed to do more, aren't you worried about Kol Shem Yimenu L'Ishim? Because some of this, some of the blood goes on the Mizbeach, but the rest of it is not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. So are you worried about Kol Shem Yimenu L'Ishim, Harihu Babal Taktiru, by doing extra blood, doing extra Matanos? That's his question. Miu lo kasha, diafagav, dikarina mimenu leishim, mikom makom, bal taktiru lo shayach, ela baktara mamish. Right? Maybe an answer that we might have thought of. Bal taktiru is only by something that you burn. Something that's going to be burned on the mizbeach, that's not supposed to be burned, that's included in this isser. The hasam bizvachim, ika haktara, de maktir hakometz, shekametz ben hashemen. Avalhacha bimatana shenosein heimenu einu over mishabal taktiru. The isser is by burning something that's supposed to be burned, not just by putting something on the mizbeach. Number one, va'od, and also, right, and he doesn't say this, but I'll add in, and you can't say, well, maybe it only applies to stuff on top of the mizbeach because we just included the kevesh for certain things. Right, so it's not just that. But he said it's only in Baal Taktiru. The Ode, and then he gives another answer. When does the Isra apply, as our Gemara suggested, where you have some leftovers, some of it's supposed to be burned, some of it's not supposed to be burned. Some of it's supposed to be consumed. That's where the Isra applies, to the part that's supposed to be consumed. Aval hacha, dikol hadam roi lahaza lo shayach haidina. All of the blood potentially can be sprinkled. I don't know which blood, right? All of it is roi lahaza, and therefore it wouldn't apply. Gotta figure out the difference between the svara of those two answers, but that's just the makar to mention. Tosfos HaRosh in Erevin on Daf Kuf. Okay, so now what does each one do with the other pasuk? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev on the kevesh, and Rabbi Elazar says no, it's limited. So what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? For Rabbi Yochanan, hi osam my avilei. What does Rabbi Yochanan do? Rabbi Yochanan, who includes, who says the kevesh includes the Isser for all. What does he do with osam? Osam limited it according to Rabbi Elazar. Hi osam my avilei mi boy lelik detanya. He uses it for the following brisa. Yochol yehi yochin misnadev umevi kayotzi. I might think that a yachid could be misnadev and bring one of these items, the shtehalechem, right, as an adava. I might think I could bring those as an adava, a koreani ba, and I would say that related to that is, I have to fill my neder, right, as it says in Kiseitse, tamalomar, karban rachis takrivu, tzibur amarti lechavalo yachid. No, only the tzibur could bring it, not the yachid. Right, there's certain karbanos that can be brought up in a dava, but some items can't. I can't bring a chatas in a dava. You can't bring an asham as in a dava. Right, unless you talk about asham tali according to certain tanoim. But here too, you cannot bring the shealechem as a karban yachid nidava. That's what he.
It's chametz, so you might think so.
Right, so you might see meaning it's a different type of karban. So you might think it's different, and therefore you can bring it.
No, saying, what's the hafamina if we have another issa that
can't I mean, it's up, but there might be, the issa is only applies to the, this is a shnei alechem. And just like the shnei alechem can be chabetz, so you might have thought that the shnei alechem of an adava can be chabetz, right? So you might have thought that. So that's the answer. No, it can't be done. Yachol lo yehe yachin mevi. You might think, Rabbi Yochanan continues, that fine, the yachid cannot bring the shnei alechem as an adava. Sheinu mevi chovas a kayotzima, because there's no parallel carbon chova for the yachid. Avo yehe tzibur mevi she mevi chovas a kayotzima, because the tzibur does bring a shnei alechem. So maybe the tzibur could be no Dave a shtei alechem, and where would it? How could a tzibur be no shtei alechem? Who would pay for it? What would the money come from? So Rashi just notes: Avi tzibur maybe beis lechem nedava shahari mivi and shtei alechem chova the hechi dami nidva tzibur. Where do you ever have a nedava that's a carbon tzibur? Right? Aren't all nedavas yachids kigon mimo shel shofro sehem? We know that the Gemara talks about often ketsam is beach, right? The money that's left over, and sometimes when it was quiet in the middle of the summer, they used to bring carbonis. So those are carbonis chova, carbonis nedava of a tzibur. So maybe a tzibur could bring the shtei halechem as a nedava. Tamalomar osam. Right, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan uses osam for. He limits that there cannot be a shtei alechem that is a nedava. Uma yesh lecha lahavi shtei alechem min ha-sa'or ubikurim min ha-dvash. What do you bring? You bring one shtei alechem, and it's brought from chametz, and you bring one bikurim, and that's brought from dvash, right? Obviously dvash, from the dvash tamarim, one of the shivas aminim. Period. Stop there for, let's do a little bit more, and then we'll get back to the issur of sa'ar and dvash. Says the Gemara, v'shtei alechem lo yikruvu nedava. Right, the shtei alechem, again, you cannot be brought as an adava, both as a yachid or as a tzibur, but vatanya, but then we learn in the brisa. Im no mar kol sa'or, lo mo nemar kol dvash. V'im lo mar kol dvash, lo mo nemar kol sa'or. Why does it have to say both of these? The issur of bringing any type of leavening agent, sa'or, and any type of dvash, of sweetener, as we'll see, mipnei sheyesh b'sa'or masha'ein b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash masha'ein b'sa'or, because there's something in sa'or that's not in dvash, something that's in dvash that's not in sa'or. Which halacha? And we'll get to, we'll see the sources in a minute, but we'll get to, dvash here might mean any sweetener, not dafka dvash tamarim. We'll see. But which one is unique? And again, then we'll see what this question is. So, sa'or, hutar michlalo b'mikdash, dvash, lahutar michlalo b'mikdash. Sa'or has a heter in the mikdash. We'll see where. The Gemara will explain. Dvash does not have a heter. There's no tie that you could bring dvash into the mikdash. So, dvash, hutar, where is dvash mutar? B'shiyari minachos. Right? Dvash, the shiyari mincha. That is where it is mutter. Meaning, what does that mean? Rashi, dvash mutter b'shiyari menachos, imrotze lalush ulitagein, shiyari mincha b'dvash. If I want to fry my shiyari mincha with dvash mutter, right? Because you can eat it any way you want. Tekol b'nachas kuda, lecholos b'gdula, right? Like it says at the end of chulin, lamashcha, l'gdula. There's only an answer to be machametz, the shirayim. But you could use sa'or, you could use dvash, so dvash has a heter, sa'or lo uter b'shiyar b'nachas, and sa'or does not. And therefore, you wouldn't have learned one from the other. Ha mepnei sheyesh b'sa'or mashe'e b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash. Wait, did I skip a line? Right, let's go back for a second. I'm not sure if I skipped a line, because it goes, we mentioned both. But if sheyesh b'sa'or mashe'e b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash mashe'e b'sa'or, sa'or huter b'chol b'mikdash, dvash lo huter b'chol b'mikdash. Where is it hutar? Dvash huter b'shiyari b'nachas. Sa'or lo huter b'shiyari b'nachas. Ha mepnei sheyesh b'sa'or mashe'e b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash mashe'e b'sa'or, hutzrach lomar kol sa'or, v'hutzrach lomar kol dvash. Good. Oh, so it just didn't say it yet. So the brisa said, where dvash is hutar. Sa'or dehutar, mechala bemikdash mainihu. Where is sa'or hutar? Here's our question, while we brought this whole thing. Where is sa'or hutar in the mikdash? Lav shtei alechem dekarva nedava. Isn't that referring to the shtei alechem that could be hukrav as a nedava, we're suggesting? Right, it can't be referring to the regular, right, shtei alechem, as Rashi says here, because the ibi harach techova, lobas of the meibar, tehalo hutar b'mikdash, lo karv la mizbeach. It's not referring to the chovos, because that's not karv agabi amizbeach. So isn't this brisa referring to a case of the shtei alechem, which is, can be brought as a nedava? Kash on what we just said in Rabbi Yochanan. Answer, Amar v'amram lo. Li karev aleihem. It's referring to the kivsei hatzeres that goes along with the shtei alechem. It's referring to the chovos. Rashi says it's not referring to the chovos. It is referring to the chovos. It's referring to the shtei alechem, the kifsi atzeres that goes along with the shtei alechem. Those are brought, even though its pair, its partner carbon, has chametz in it. And that's where Sa'ar is mutter. Period. Ihachi says the Gemara, really? If it has its pair that is hukrav, that's enough to mention that it's hutar. So bikurim nami. So then why by bikurim? You had to give a different reason for the dvash. Bikurim nami also have an item that goes along with it that is hukrav. Ditzna, the Mishnah says in bikurim, remember the whole parade of the bikurim when people bring the bikurim in paragimel of bikurim. Hagozalosh al gabe asalin. They used to bring birds that went along on the baskets with the bikurim that they brought. Hayu olos. They used to bring them as carbon olos. Vasalam shebiyadam rosu lekohan, nitanim lekohanim. And they used to give the baskets to the kohanim. So they were karbanos brought with bikurim too. So just like the Brisa said that the kifsi atzeres are included s'or hutar michlalo because the shteh alechem goes along with those kifsi atzeres. So too here, you should look at these birds go along with the bikurim. The bikurim, what's one of the bikurim? Shavas abidim dvash. Dvash tamarim. So why don't you categorize it like that? So the Gemara answer is no. There isn't a deep inherent you sow this the connection between those birds that are brought as presents along with your baskets and the shtei alechem, the kifsi atzeres. Hanu la'ater bikurim u'da'asu. Those are just to beautify the bikurim. Right? They're not kosher dafka to the bikurim. If you don't have them, you still bring the bikurim. They're not ma'akiv each other. It's not that type of connection between them. And therefore, one wouldn't bring it there. If you look at the Mishnayos and Bikurim, it's clear that these are all extras, right? You bring oxen there, you bring the parade. So again, it's clear that those aren't dafka connected. It's interesting that if you look through the whole process of the psukim and also the Mishnah, the Mishnayos, all of those there in Paragimel of Bikurim. This is one of the only mitzvahs, if not the only mitzvah, that has along with it the mitzvah or the detail of the mitzvah of hishtachava, that one has to bow down. Right? What other mitzvah do we have that part of that is vishtachavisa? Pasuk says a few times. Right? V'yatai, Pasuk says a kisavo. Hidehevesi is reishis pri adam asher nasata li Hashem v'inachto l'fnei Hashem alokecha v'hishtachavisa l'fnei Hashem alokecha. Since when do you have a mitzvah, a detail of the mitzvah of ishtachava, right? Davening, okay, davening, part of the idea of davening you have to be, to bow. That's true. That's a didrabanan. Didrabanan, that we have to bow down during davening. All davening might be drabanan. But even if it's davening is daraisa, the detail of bowing down at certain points is a drabanan. But you have the whole, but again, that's the psukim. But again, here in Paragimel, in Mishnayis Bikurim, we have the Mishnah of Ketz and Malanas and Bikurim, Kol Ayarosh B'Mamad, Miskansos L'ir Shalmamad, V'lolin Berchova Shalir, they sleep over, and they bring Te'enim and Anavim, V'shar Holech Lefneihem, B'karnav Mitzupo Zahav, V'atar Shal Zayis Barosho, the Chalil is Makeh, all this music, they come, everybody, V'itras Bikureyem, they're Ma'atirit, the Obali Umniyas come out, and they stand up, and they say hello. Some of the Mepharshim of the Mishnah say this is the source for standing up for somebody who's doing a mitzvah. Somebody's going to do a mitzvah. So it says, Omdim lefneihem v'sha'olim b'shlomam. Right? They're going to do a mitzvah. So there's a minhag some have of standing up for a chasakala. Right? So where does that come from? Right? They're not a chasakala until after the chuppah. So some say maybe it's based on this Mishnah. Right? They're going to do a mitzvah. They're going to do a mitzvah. Okay? So achalil b'kem lefneihem v'shemagiyim l'harabayis. They come to harabayis. They put it down, and the gozalos, here's the Mishnah, hey, the gozalos were on the salam ayolos. It's not that that's a carbon. It happens to be that the ones that they put there, la'ater habikurim, those are the ones that were brought. That's what the Mishnah says here, that there's not an inherent connection between the two. But they continue, the Mishnah continues, and this says, they read about Korei Be'rabio and Avi, Achu Gomer Kalaparsha, U'beidicho b'tzad ha'bizbeach, v'ishtachava v'yatza. The Mishnah quotes it. Halacha lemaisa. Hishtachava. And the Pesukim describe it, right? You don't have to go into the Mishnah. The question is, what's the message of Hishtachava? Right? Why is Dafka that part of the Mitzvah of Bikurim? So the Kedushas Levi writes in Inyani Rosh Hashanah, and the Nesiva Shalom quotes this in Kisavo, that, Hishtachava is a reflection of total his spotless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize that that everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyadua sheyidia v'givura mechaper sheyivatel ha'adam es atzmo v'kol kochosa v'tchunosa v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zeh ha'yidit hishtachavaya b'beis ha'migdash b'yom ha'kipurim. That was Yom Kippur. Well, what we reenact on Yom Kippur, what we hear Shem Hashem, Shekol Zman Sha'adam Shakua Be'enochius V'yeshus, as long as I focus, I have some ego, and I focus on myself, that's a mechitza, that's mafzik, and that's the Baal Shem Tov, right, the one-liner, Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem U'Veinechem, the Anochi. It's the Anochi that's Omeid Bein Yiv Veinechem. It's the feeling of myself. And that's why Hishtachava is Shemachnia Atzmo Kol Kulo Bebitul Gamur Lefanav Yisbarach. And he quotes here beautifully. He says maybe that's the pshat of the pasuk by the Akedah. V'Hishtachava V'Nashuv Alechem. Avraham Avinu says we will Hishtachava and we will return. And the Medrash of Bereishis Rabbah says Hakol B'Shchus Hishtachavaya. Everything was b'schus hishtachavaya. Avraham Avinu l'chazam ha'ar Maria, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Avoseinu lo nigalu mimitzrayim, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Lo kilu b'yisol ha'tar, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. And the Kupsukim, right? And Hagolios, in the future, kibbutz galus only happened b'schus hishtachavaya. Shenemar, v'haya b'yamahu yitacha b'shofar gadol, uvo ha'ovdi b'eretz ha'shur, v'adidach b'eretz b'shayim, v'hishtachavu l'ashem. By all of these amazing events, it says Hishtachavaya, and that is Hachnoa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total bittul, and therefore once we have that, so then we will be able to be zochet to all of these events. That's part of Bikurim. When we go to the Beis HaMikdash, and the whole part of Bikurim is Hakaras HaTov, and recognizing it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we have it. Gab, Kshobit, Bekobit, Skufa, and then he says, which is at the end, he says, this element, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, Bizman HaZeh. And so how do we reach this? How do we reach this level of Hishtachavaya? He says there is one way we can. And that's what we say in Nishmas every Shabbos and Yontif. V'chol koma lufanecha tishtachaveh. V'chokeh v'chol example l'shmecha v'shachasuv kolos v'atumar n'michamocha. He says, l'shtachavos, he says, you can get to that on Shabbos. V'shabbos kodesh b'sukal Yehudi lahargish as gabus haborei u'lehizbatel mipanov v'yor kudush ha'shabbos meir b'Yehudi shagab karov hakerav ha'krayim shehim Mother Ataivas, they also will be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, classic Nesiv Shalom, quoting from all over and putting it all together, giving us a message. Okay, so we've discussed a little bit here the Isra of being Makti or Malas, something that's not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, but also along the way, we discussed here the Isra of Seor and Dvash. Maybe just 2 minutes on that Isra. I don't know if we've quoted it recently, not in this cycle, but the Rabbi Abachai discusses the Isra of Seor v'chol Dvash. What is so bad about having Dvash, having a sweetener in the Karbanos called Seor v'chol Dvash? So Rabbi Abachai in Vayikra quotes first from the Moreh Nevuchim, from the Rambam, as the Rambam often says, because many of the Avodah Zarah used Sa'ar and Dvash in their karbanos. That's why the Torah is marching it. Ki minag ovdei ka'akum shebechol menchasam hayu makriv en chametz v'yu ma'arvin hadvash bechol karbanoseihem. V'lachein asrom l'gavoa. And that's why it was asr. Number one, v'al derech ha'pshat. And he's al derech ha'pshat. I guess this is his, what he calls pshat, at least compared to that. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, ki ha-karbon l'chaper bo ha-kol avodoseinu. This is where the carbon is brought for kapara. V'lule ha-mesis v'ha-mediach shehu yetzer hara. Were it not for the seducers, the yetzer hara, we wouldn't sin in the first place. We wouldn't have to bring these karbonas. Lo ha-yodam chotev, lo ha-yetzerach l'karbon klau. V'sa'or v'advash, they are the symbols of the yetzer hara. Dvash, sweet, symbolizes the taivas of Olam Hazeh, sweet, physical, gashmi, that's what Dvash symbolizes, and the Sa'or, he quotes the Gemara Brachas, the Sa'or Shebe'isa, what raises us up, right, he says, Tzorech Adam lefanos levavo b'yetzahara, v'ushamr lo sochal alav chabetz l'nikare Pesach, v'kare Pesach haya kapar lavod azara, shodim b'mitzrayim, and that's why they have to be marchigit. So those are the two, right? And so therefore, if we go and we bring a carbon and we put dvash or sar in it, he said it's like a tovel v'sheretz biyado. So we're going into the mikvah and we have the source of the tumah, the symbol of the source of the tumah in our hands, v'dai l'mevin. And he says that's what one has to recognize, right? That's the Zchor, the Chol Zahor, the Chol Dvash. That's the Sibyl. He doesn't quote it, because the Radvaz was after him, right? But the Radvaz, 200 years later, he quotes this in the context of Chametz. We like to quote this Tshuva, Tuf Kufayin Zion, where the Radvaz quotes in Tshuva 977, why he discusses from a halachic perspective. Why is Chametz so chamor? Why is Chametz so chamor? More than any other Isser, right? We have to do Bedika, you have to do Bedika by Chazer, by pig, right? You have to do Bedika, and Bittel, and burn it, and check Mechor to Bustakin, and you violate Baal Yura by Yimatze, and it's Aser B'Kol Shehu, right? And it's not Batel, B'Chumris, Ke'ela, Lo Nimsu, B'Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah. You don't find these Chumris by any other Isurim in the Torah, after Advaz. Why is it so Chamur? So, he quotes. First he tries from a purely halachic perspective. Achas, he says, Shelo nimsu b'kol yisurin shabbat Torah, sheitzarfu b'kol gimel tzraim halalu. You don't find by any other issur in the Torah these three aspects to the issur. Number one, it's also asur b'hana'a. It's not just asur b'achila. It's asur b'hana'a. Number two, chiyiv kares. Number three, lo b'dili in shemine. People aren't used to being away from it. Rather, eat chametz the whole year. Right? Other issurim you never eat. So you don't need as drastic behavior when it comes to it. But when it comes, says the Radvaz, to chametz, it's kares, it's aser b'ana, and it's lo b'dili in shemineh. You put those three together, that's the reason why it is so, why Chazal added on. It's so stringent. V'kivet sheish bo achumras halalo echmira alav Torah chumras acheros ubo chachamim v'hosifu chumros al chumros kamosha asta ha-Torah. Number one. Number two, he says, v'su chametz bePesach, and this is a machlokes rishonim. Chametz bePesach is like a davar sheish lamatirin. Have a ki davar sheish lamatirin. The Mordechai discusses this, right? Because in a week from now it's going to be us mutter. Shari yisur tali bezman. V'acharim yePesach yichametz mutter. V'aval bishazeh haChametz shum mevaer. Even though the chametz that you are destroying is not a yesh lamatirin because you're destroying it. Ef shashielo heter el imked ya'avar b'bal yirah b'yimatzei. Sof ha'ika chametz. There is chametz she mutter lo dahinu also shelo avar alav. Chametz owned by a guy. Whatever. There is chametz out there. So the category is called yesh lamatirin. Fine. And then he discusses. He's not so happy about this because it's not really yesh lamatirin. And then he says, I'll give you another example. Gamal tamarisho yesh liksas gimgum umi adif me'avodah zarah. The Avodah Zarah also has these. And you don't find that the Torah requires Bedika and Bittel only Beretz Yisrael. So why are we so machmer by Chametz? See, throws a, amazing, fascinating. You read the Radvaz and Tshuvas, they're all beautiful. But they're all halachic. He's very halachic. So many Tshuvas of the Radvaz are quoted in La Halacha. But at the end of this Tshuva, in the world of Tshuvas of the Radvaz, it's a known Tshuva, he says, Al Kain, Ani so mech al masha amru chazal b'medrash shows. Ki chametz b'pesach remez liyitzahara. V'hu sa'or shebi isa. V'lachain kalei gareshi gareshi oso ha'adam e'alav. It's the yitzahara. That's why you have to be so chomer by it. V'yachapis alav b'chol machbuos machshavosav v'yafilu koshu lo batil. V'hari ze emes v'nachon. So he brings in this hashkafic message. Right, that's but he's bringing it in a halachic context, which is pretty amazing. That's what the Rabbi Abachai says in our context of Sa'ar and Dvash, the same idea. Sa'ar Shebi Isa, and that's why one has to keep it out. Just to mention halacha, I mentioned before, Rashi in the Mishnah Melech, Rashi already quotes it. But the Mishnah Melech notes, when we say Dvash, it doesn't just mean Dvash, Dvash Marim. It means any sweetening agent, sugar, any sweetener. Everybody makes a migdash, right? We're not allowed to put sugar on any of the karbanos. That's the Mishnah Melech at the beginning of Perek Hey of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. Lo bir lanu rabbeinu zal dvash zemahu. Im hu stam dvash, hu yuabar batora dvash tamarim, o shu kolo av dvash dvorim. Vareisi l'rashi, quotes Rashi, right, in Vayikra, who says, kol mitikas pri kari dvash. Any mitikas pri is called dvash. Oh, would you get Malkus for that? Okay. Either way, that's the just a Ha'ara from the Mishnah Lamelech. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Brachama, Merav Chizda, Hamala mi Psarchatas Ha'of Al Gabi Abes Be'ach Ba'u. What about Psarchatas Ha'of? What's unique? Remember, Chadas Of, what the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ein l'mizbeach ela dama. Right, you squeeze, we do mitsui, we do some squeezing on the Mizbeach. We spoke about the differences then between the Ola and the Chatas. Do you do two parts or one? Do you do something? So the Mizbeach only gets the blood. So we just said the Isra being Makter is only when the Mizbeach got something. So is this enough? Right, this kind of like reminds us of that Tosa Rush we mentioned earlier. Come out, cause mimenu leishim amar rachmana v'hai ein mimenu leishim. This does not have anything that goes and is burned. O dilma kol shishmo karbon v'hai nami shmo karbon. Or it is a karbon. It is a chatas. So which is it? So amar le. So Rav Chisda answered kol shishmo karbon v'hai nami shmo karbon. No, it's good enough to be included in the iser. So if you're maktir, if I burn any of the chatas ha'of, so that is going to be aser. Kitanoi, really, this is a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol shemeno leishim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol shishmo karbon. My binayu, I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda just said what I just told you. Besar chatas ofi giminayu. That's an afkamina, because that doesn't really have anything that is leishim, but it is a karbon. Fine. Rav Amar a second, nafkamina. Lug shemen shol mitzora ikibinayu. Also, the leftover oil of a mitzora. The first part of it is not burned on the Mizbeach, right? It's put on the Mitzorah. So, also there, what if I burn, what if I put on the Mizbeach the leftover of the oil? The Tani Levi, kol karbanim l'rabos l'kshem en shel Mitzorah. So again, that would be considered karbon, but it wouldn't be mimenu le'ishim. Right, and that's a Rashi, also the Rashi here for a minute. Rashi on the fifth wide line, v'ikasha, as Rashi, hare kar bimenu. What do you mean? You are makriv something. Why? De asha mitzora ba'imo. Remember we said before that the kifsi atzeres go along with the shtei lechem. So here, the asha mitzora goes along with the oil. Isn't that called mimenu lishim? Kishtei lechem. Mishim kfasimu lo kasha. So Gemara says no. Rashi says no. De asha lo shak ba'di lug legamre. Still, even if you want to say there's a connection, it's not as tight as the shtei lechem and the Kifsi Atzeres. So if you want to put it into a hierarchy, we've had 3 points in the Gemara and in Rashi. We have the Shteya by items that are, so to speak, somewhat tenuous in their connection. The Shteya Lechem and the Kifsi Atzeres, that's called Mimenu Le'ishim. That's not Gufa Le'ishim, that's Mimenu Le'ishim. On the other extreme, we had the birds that you bring with the Bikurim. That's no connection. And then you have something a little more in the middle. It's not like the birds of Bikurim, but it's not like the Shtei Lechem. This case, the oil of the Mitzorah with the Asham, that has more of a connection than the Bikurim case, but less of a connection than the Shtei Lechem and the Kifsi Atzeres. So you put these two Rashis and the Gemara together, you have that hierarchy. Tan Rabbanan, Sor Bal Taktiru. Continuing, Eli Elakulo. I only know all of it. Miksaso minai, and how do I know even miksas? We'll have to see what that means. Tamalomar kol. Iruvo minai, and how do I know even a mixture? Tamalomar kikol. So my comrade, what's this Bryce is saying? Machlokas. Abaya. Baki comrade. Saor bal taktiru, Eli ala kezias. I only know that if you're maktir a kezias of saor, you get the Isser daraisa. Chati zayas minai, tamalomar kol. Eruva, so even Chatzis Zayis. So does this relate to the sugya of Chatzis Shirasa Min HaTorah? That relates to Isuri Achila. Does it apply to other? There's a Rashi in Shabbos, the Fayindala, that relates it to Melech HaShabbos. Magen Mishnah B'Gnei Vilchus Geneva, that relates it to Geneva. Right, there's a discussion based on the Chacham Svi. Either way, not for now. So, kol, Eruva Minai, Tabalomar, Kikol. How do I know even a mixture of some sor and some non-sor? That's also included. So Abaya says, even half a kezias. Rava Amar differently. No. Hachi kamar sa'or bal taktiru ainli ela kometz. Chati kometz minayin tabalomar kol. Eruvi minayin tabalomar kikol. So, do you darshan it as kezias and half a kezias? Or kometz and half a kometz? But my kibifli, what's the machlokas amount? So, it's a machlokas that we had earlier. Back 30 blot ago or so, on Daf Chavav. Abaya Omar, Yesh Kometz, Abaya, who says that even half a kezias? So why does he say that? Because he says, Yesh Kometz, Pachos Bishay Zesim, a Kometz can be less than 2 kezesim, the Yesh Haktara, Pachosabi kezias. And therefore, you could also be Maktir less than a kezias. Remember we had earlier, we had a Mishnah that said, that you could be makter the komets in two parts, pa'amayim. And we had a machlokes, what about three parts? So we said the machlokes was this issue also. If the komets could be two kezaisim, so in half it could be one kezayis, and that's okay. But less than that is not good. That's the day that says two. The one that allows even three holds that no, a komets could be less, and therefore half a komets even less than a kezayis. We discussed then about the size of the hands of the kohanim, if you remember, back on Daf Chavav. So either way, so Abaya holds there's a komets that's less than two kezaisim, and therefore there's aktorah less than a kezayis, therefore that's why he darshens what he does. V'rava amar no. Ain komets pachas bishnei zaisin v'yinaktar pachas pachus b'kazayis. Therefore, according to Rava, you will never be chayv for anything less than a kazayis, and that's why he darshens here half a komets. But half a komets would be, and that's, I'm sorry, that's why Rava right darshens here the second view right half a komets. That does not mean that it's less than a kazayis. Good. Itmar hamala misar midvash al gabi amizbeach. What if, so far we've spoken about the Isser D'Oraisa. But now we're asking the next question. So is there Malkus? So one would think, why not? Why isn't there Malkus? Based on what we just said. The Isser and the Psukim and the Torah talk about the Isser of Sor and Vash, but also included is even half and even mixture. So, is that what we call a Lav Sheh B'Klalos? Amar Rava, Loka Mishim Sor V'Loka Mishim Dvash. Right, Logan should be Rubei Sarva, Logan should be Rubei Dvash. Rava says you get Malkus. Right? This is not a Lav Sheh B'Klalos, an all-inclusive Lav that includes 10 different things. It's all the same thing. It's all Sar and Dvash. Right? This isn't like, right, what's the classic example of Lav Sheh B'Klalos? Lo Sochlo Al Hadam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshan's six different things about Lo Sochlo Al Hadam. Bezek can't eat on the day that they kill somebody. Right? You can't, there's no Sudas Havra for Haruge Bezdin. The Gemara in Brachas adds on, you can't eat before you daven. Right? Lo sochlu v'nei shavet hatem mispalem al dibchem. All of these different dais about lo sochlu al, don't eat blood. Right? That's another one. The pshuta shel mikra. So that's the Lav Sheh B'Klalos. But this, says Rava, no. You get Malkus for all these. Abaya Amar ein lokan al Lav Sheh B'Klalos. No, you don't get Malkus al Lav Sheh B'Klalos. And this is what, in his view, a Lav Sheh B'Klalos. Right? That's what Rashi explains, that this is, all inclusive. Ika da Amri, according to Abaya. So do you get none or at least one? That's a machlokas. Ika da Amri, chada mi alaki, vika da Amri, chada mi lo laki, ta lo mechen lave, ke lav da chasima. It's not like lav da chasima, and therefore, you're not going to get any malchus, right? That's the rule, right? We only get malchus by a lav that's similar to the lav of muslin, because that's the source in Kiseitse, where the lav of the source of Malkus comes up, our boy Yakedu. So that's why excluded are the categories of Lav Sheh Babaisa and Lav Sheh B'Klalos, Lav Hanita Klase, Lav Hanita Lashas Bises Bezdin. All of these are included. Lav Sheh B'Klalos itself is a huge topic. Again, we don't have time to go into it now. Just one note, we don't always quote this. There's a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in Aleph Kuf Mem Aleph that not every time that the Gemara says Lav Sheh B'Klalos has to be the same thing. That's just an important line of the Rashba to mention. Miyu advar matikim. Shini lav sheh b'klalos b'gemara ein kulo al tzad echad. Doesn't always mean the same thing. Ela yesh shekulan modimbo shem lokin alavos v'yesh shalokin alav. Right? Rava agrees to the principle of lav sheh b'klalos. But he doesn't say that this is a lav sheh b'klalos. Right? Other cases, there's no machlokas about. This is a machlokas. So one has to figure out exactly what is the definition in each context for Lav Sheh B'Klalos. Right, we mentioned in the past the Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban in Sharish Tes, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Saba Gimel. Right, what about the Yontif? Why on Yontif do I get Malkus? Shabbos is an Issur Skila, but Yontif Lo Sasa Kabalacha is a you get Malkus. Why isn't that a Lav Sheh B'Klalos? Lo Sasa Kabalacha. Right, so. Is it that it's as if it says everyone beferish? Is it because the Lav Sheh B'Klalos is more of a fill in the blank? There's one truth of Shemekah and one not. There's different reasons given, but that Tosfos and that Ramban have a machlokas about explaining Yontif, and that where the Chiddushi around there also in Sanhedrin expands on it, and that reflects differences in how they view the problem of Lav Sheh B'Klalos. Okay, we're not going to go into it now, but either way, that's the machlokas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue here in the fifth parak of Menachos next time. Okay, we'll stop here.